Welcome back to HealthLink On Air, produced each week by Upstate Medical University and University Hospital. This is your host, Tricia Torrey, every patient's advocate, with a full house this morning, a group of young people who I expect will leave us all impressed, perhaps a little depressed, and maybe more than anything informed. Of course, Haiti has been on everyone's minds in the last 2 weeks. I expect we all know much more about the people and geography of Haiti than we ever knew before. The earthquake has caused so much heartache and devastation, more than any population should ever suffer. In the studio with me this morning, we have five young adults who have firsthand knowledge of Haiti. Three more than the others, perhaps. They're Upstate Medical University students who have returned from Haiti, returned just before the earthquake, but they have interest, perspective, and people they've been in touch with since the earthquake. So before we do anything else, I'm going to ask them to introduce themselves, and they're going to tell you where they are from, so they'll give us some perspective on what we can learn from them. Claudie, will you start?
My name is Claudie Zome, and I'm a second year and
second year medical student.
Medical student, and so I'm from Haiti in a city called Saint Marc.
And how far is that from Port-au-Prince?
That's 1 hour driving. I'm not really too sure.
Okay, very good, Marvinia.
Hello, everyone. My name is Marvinia Charles. I'm also a second-year medical student. My parents are from Haiti. I've lived in Haiti for 13 years, and we've lived in Port-au-Prince, and we also have family in Jacmel, which is 25 miles out.
You do. But you've also spent a good deal of time living in the United States as well.
Right. I've been here since 2000.
You have for a while. Nate.
Hi, I'm Nathaniel Herr. I grew up in Laval, New York, about an hour and a half north of here, and I was part of the group that went down over Christmas.
Uh-huh, and we're going to talk about that in just a moment. And Farah?
Hi, my name is Farah Dake. I'm also a second-year medical student here at Upstate. I was born, grew up, and went to school in Haiti and moved back in 2002. Mm-hmm. My family is mainly in Port-au-Prince and someplace in Archive, so.
And Brian?
My name is Brian Buckley. I'm also a second-year medical student. I'm from Levittown, New York, which is on Long Island. And like Nate, I was one of the students who went down over Christmas.
Right. And so that is the story here, is that all of you went down for, you were there for several weeks, right?
Right.
In Haiti. And you went there specifically for a medical experience. Mm-hmm. Is that true? What made you think that you wanted to go to Haiti over your Christmas break? Nate, you want to be, I'm going to turn to Nate quite often, listeners, because Nate has written a blog, and much of what we've learned about the experience we've learned from Nate's blog.
Yes, I try to take as many opportunities to travel and experience other countries whenever I can, and sometime in the fall, September, I think it was September, Farah and someone mentioned to me that there was a small group that wanted to go to Haiti and get a variety of experiences in the hospital, maybe do some work in the orphanages, bring some supplies, and just kind of, it'd be a good 2 weeks, you know, to spend our break. And so I said, yep, and I decided to join along, and we kind of planned it as we went throughout the rest of the semester, got some loose ends, made some connections, and went on.
Excellent, excellent. And then the four of you decided to join Nate, or did somebody else have the idea at first?
I was not the first one with the idea. I just simply jumped on the boat.
Who thought of the idea?
I think that Claudie should really get the credit for, you know, he had gone down over the summer before and had done some work at the General Hospital in Port-au-Prince. And it was him coming back with kind of his pictures and accounts of the hospital there that certainly kind of won me over.
Aha. Uh-huh. Claudie, tell us about that. What made you think that you'd like to take a group of your friends down there?
This is something I always wanted to do, like, for Haiti, because I'm one of those people who goes back there, like, mostly, like, every two years. Mm-hmm. So I know how things are. I know things are. Everything just looked, like, really bad. It wasn't like that before, like, but lately, things just keep on declining.
Did you mostly grow up in Haiti?
Yeah, my first 20 years.
Your first 20 years, yeah, I guess you did then. And then what made you think you wanted to come to the United States?
Well, it just did this opportunity. Before I came here, I was in medical school already. I was in my first year. Mm-hmm. But when the opportunity comes for me to become a resident here, so I believe if I come here and do a study medicine here, so I would have a better education. I would be more equipped, so that if anyway I wanted to go back and work with the Asian people, so that I can help better.
You could help people in your country. But you also spent some time in the U.S. Navy, didn't you?
Yes, I spent 2 years in the U.S. Navy.
Uh-huh.
And I worked there as a corpsman, so I had some medical experience.
You did. Yeah. You've had a variety of experiences, I think. So I think it's wonderful. You wanted to take your friends back there. And you made arrangements then with the hospital in Port-au-Prince?
Part of it, but most of it, the Farah, he has family in there. We were able to, you know, go here and there trying to make connections so that we can have that kind of experience.
I see. So now, Claudie and Marvinia and Farah, you all have family in Port-au-Prince. Where did everybody stay when you went to visit?
So we split our time between the three families. We stayed with Marvinia's family in Pétionville, which mm-hmm. is a suburb just outside of Port-au-Prince, for about half the time, and probably the other half with Farah's family and family friends.
It must have been a lot of fun in addition mm-hmm. to a lot of work. Yeah. So tell me what your days were like. You were there to have this medical experience. I imagine there was some social stuff going on too, but what were you doing in the hospitals?
When I went, we spent a lot of time shadowing Dr. Olivier Calix, and we were able to see how much they could do with so little they had.
Really?
And
speak to us about how so little they had, because certainly that plays into what's going on with the earthquake after effects.
With my experience here, I just feel like everything is organized. They have all the materials they need. For example, just for taking blood, like, the doctors have to buy their own gloves.
Wow.
They have to, like, drip out the blood. It's just so, like, from what we see here, it's just so little that they have, and they're willing to do it. Because I feel like here people wouldn't even touch people without, like, patients without gloves.
No, they probably would not. And, you know, supplies. I know you all took supplies with you, didn't you?
Right.
Somebody tell us about taking supplies.
So really, we had like two main arms of the trip. Obviously, we wanted to bring medical supplies to the general hospital and to the small clinic in St. Mark, outside St. Mark, where Claudia is from. So that was obviously one half, and then the other half was with the organization that we visited a number of orphanages.
Mm-hmm.
Orphanages with, and at their request, we collected pajamas.
You did.
For the orphans. So really, those were the two major things that we brought down with us.
How difficult was it to get all of those supplies there? Did you have any trouble as far as, did you have to go through customs, or did you have trouble getting checked through on the planes?
No troubles at all. It went very smoothly.
Nate, I read in your blog, and I'm going to keep referring to your blog.
Okay.
Funny, no one asked at airport security why I was traveling with 67 sets of pajamas, a third of them sporting SpongeBobs.
Yeah, I was kind of like imagining what the security situation might look like, but I was also glad I wasn't carrying like the luggage full of catheters as well.
So. Those might have been a little
to
tougher
take the
to
pajamas,
explain.
Yeah.
Rock stars. Brian, I think that was a term that you coined. Rock star. Who
sure.
are the rock stars that you met?
Oh, obviously, Dr. Calix was a rock star.
Dr. Calix was the person at the hospital who kind of coordinated your efforts to.
That's
do I understand
right.
that correctly?
That's
okay,
right.
Go ahead.
He's obviously a rock star. He was a very one a very kind man, two a very intelligent and able physician, and three, he's just an amazing devotion to serving his country. Which I really admired.
And where do you know where he studied medicine?
He studied at the State University of Medicine in Port-au-Prince.
He did. All right. Because it kind of strikes me, Claudie, listening to you, that this is kind of who you want to be. You want to be someone like him who goes back and helps out?
Yes.
Do you see yourself that way?
I don't see myself staying in there, you know, working like every single day. But my plan is I'll be working in the U.S. for 11 months, and then I'm going to take 1 month to go back and then work there. But in my planning, it looks like hopefully I can have some kind of clinic down there
uh-huh.
where I can find some other doctors with me so that at that specific clinic, they always have a doctor there like to take care of the patients and stuff. But I see myself more in getting stuff here from in the US and then bring those materials there so that people can do their work.
Ah.
Because it's like a really big frustration there. Like, you know, the doctors want to help the patient, but, you know, they just don't have the material to do that.
They don't have the material.
And
yeah.
It's really frustrating.
Yeah. They probably feel like they're doing their jobs with their hands tied behind their backs in many ways. Yes?
That'd be correct.
Yeah, that would be correct from your experience. But you all grew up in that environment. Was that, do you remember growing up thinking that they didn't have what they needed? Farah?
I would think so, because I guess like coming up here give you a different perspective, because when you're used to something, you're not taking it as being proper, but you learn to deal with it the same way we're seeing Dr. Calix as a rock star. For him, he's just doing his job.
Yes.
So I guess that's how I always seen it, because I suffer from that. Like, in when I was growing up, because my mother died from inadequate medical care.
Oh,
so,
she
like,
did.
It was always there. It just coming up here and seeing that that's not the norm made you realize how much you are missing and how much you need to get done.
Ah, very interesting perspective. You know, we need to take a break for the news. When we come back, I want to take the experiences you all have had and apply them to what we have learned about what's going on in Haiti now after the earthquake. So, listeners, we are going to take a break, but not a long one. This is Upstate's HealthLink on air on 570 WSYR.